Hello. Ah, now that I've got your attention, I'd like a quick word about how Cambridge 105 Radio is funded. Our job is to give a voice to those groups who may not otherwise be heard. That may be our support for local music or the charity of the month. You're wanting to know how you can help, aren't you? Well, you can support our advertisers. And when you use their services, say you heard about them on Cambridge 105 Radio. And you can make a donation. It all goes towards our upkeep. We're eco-friendly, but we do have a bit of an electricity bill. Visit cambridge105.co.uk and click on the donate button. And thank you for listening.
Now, you might think you've got enough plastic in your wallet, but Cambridge Bid, that's the group that campaigns for the city's businesses, wants you to carry another card. It's called the Love Cambridge Card, and the idea is that you can use it in local shops and restaurants, but not online, so it should be encouraging local trade. Helen Hames is the Marketing and Commercial Director and Manager for Cambridge Bid, and she's popped into Cambridge 105 Radio to tell us why we should carry one. Helen, nice to see you. Have you got one with you?
I have got one with me. Yes.
So what does it look like then?
So it is a gift card.
So it looks like a credit card,
yep,
and it
absolutely
says Love Cambridge gift card. And why would I want one?
So it is a new product that we have launched to that's used. You can redeem it in over 150 businesses across the city centre. So it's a great gift. We've got lots of different diverse businesses involved. So you can put, if you're stuck for what to buy for somebody, you're not quite sure what they'd like, this is the gift card for you. You can purchase it, and obviously they've got a huge choice as to where they can spend it.
Right, so it's not a credit card, it's not a debit card, it's not part of any sort of account. It's basically, if you want to give somebody 20 quid or 50 quid or whatever, you can buy that and load it, and then they go and spend it locally.
Absolutely, but that's the key, locally. So it can only be used in person, it can't be used online, and it's for spending within the Cambridge Bid area in any participating business.
I guess this week of all, with all the news about House of Fraser, on top of the other retailers that we know have been in trouble, is a good week to launch a product like this, because people are thinking, aren't they, about how we need to encourage businesses on the high street.
Yeah, for us it's about diversity and making sure that we can ring fence spend into the Cambridge Bid area. So the fact that it has to be
that's
used
jargon,
in person.
Helen. Let's just go back. Ring fence spend.
So make sure that people come in person and spend money within the businesses.
So you want customers to spend
absolutely
their money in Cambridge shops.
Yep.
Okay, I get that. And what are the local shops and businesses saying to you? Are they they're eager to sign up?
So we've had 158 sign up to date.
Well, that's pretty
we're
good,
looking
isn't it?
To have about 300. That's our target, signed up as we kind of go into the Christmas season, so from October onwards. It's open to anybody within the kind of city centre, Station Road, CB1 area, so the bid area. I don't want to go jargony on you again.
No.
But yeah, in the city centre and CB1 area, any business within that area to sign up.
Okay, so discount?
It's not a discount card, no, it's purely a gift card.
Be nice though.
I don't know. I think there's discount cards on the market. They have, I think, limited value. This is a gift card. This isn't asking businesses to, you know, give people money off or discount. It's asking them, it's encouraging people to buy a gift for somebody that can be spent within the local area.
Okay, and what about restaurants, cafes?
Absolutely.
Are they signing up?
Yeah, we've got national businesses, we've got restaurants, cafes, independent businesses, we've got some leisure businesses, some health and beauty businesses, service businesses as well. So Alliance Francaise, for example, French lessons. We've got Premier Travel, so you could use, if you're given a gift card, you could use it towards the cost of a holiday. We've got businesses like Build-A-Bear, Radley, Thomas Sabo, so jewellery. You can get your hair done at Finn Jordan or Sean Hanna or Stilo. You can go and eat Nana Mexico, Aromi, Sidney Reddy's Deli, Wagamama's, Yo Sushi, and shopping in kind of, we've got John Lewis signed up, Decathlon, Cuckoo Clothing, Harriet Kelsall, Primavera, so kind of a real selection of businesses. Our objective is that this card does solve that what shall I buy for that person by providing the choice. So as I say, we've got 158 businesses at the moment, we're aiming for 300. I would really like to get to a position with the card that, you know, you can buy it for anybody and be confident that they've got a choice of where they spend it.
So what does success look like at the end of its first year?
Success to me looks like that the product's well known, people are buying it to give to other people, that we've managed to tap into some of the corporates in and around Cambridge, and they're potentially giving it to their staff as a kind of bonus or staff gifts or long service awards. Again, all things that businesses are doing on an everyday basis, but that money at the moment you can't guarantee is spent in the local area, and that's what this card we would like to do. So, you know, where a business might give a long service award at the moment, if we can convert them to give the gift card as opposed to their current gifting, we know that that money will now come into the local area and the choice of businesses that are involved.
It is a win-win, isn't it? Where can we get one then?
So our website's up and running, love-cambridgegiftcard.com, or you can go into the Visitor Information Centre on Peat Hill in person and purchase one. They can be loaded with between £10 and £200 and then you're ready to go.
Thank you very much, Helen.
No problem at all. Thank you for having me.